Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week because this is finally, after all the waiting and all the anticipation, this is the week of the great debate. It is the first one. The second one has already been designated. The first one is this Wednesday night. It's August 23rd. The second debate comes September 27th. Donald Trump says, nah, to all of them. Do you think that Trump should debate? Or do you think that Trump is making the right decision to shun the debates? 1-800-955-1776. If he does not come to the debates, and it's almost certain that he won't at this point. He's been begged by the Republican National Committee. He's been begged by Brett Baer and Martha McCallum and all of the personnel at Fox who want him to be there. And obviously, the Republicans want him to be there because there'll be higher ratings if he's there. The supposed conversation that he indulged with Tucker Carlson, that's already in the can. He's already done that conversation. Tucker Carlson, meanwhile, is humiliating himself with a pro-Putin comments together with the president of Serbia, Tucker Carlson pursuing his own foreign policy. Is that something that is going to help President Trump? Is it a done deal that Donald J. Trump is going to entirely and overwhelmingly win, not just in Iowa and then in New Hampshire, but sweep aside any Republican opposition? There are a lot of people who believe so. And in fact, Maggie Haberman, who has been one of the most critical anti-Trump voices in the media, she's covered the White House for the New York Times. She has a fascinating column she did together with Jonathan Swan, talking about how much President Biden has been helping Donald Trump win the nomination. Why is that? It's because, she argues, Biden is so weak. Biden is such a poor candidate that even though the polling shows it being quite a close race between Biden and Trump, It's so obvious that he is cognitively impaired, that he is getting older, that he's too old for the job, and that all of that gives Republicans who support Trump a very great sense of confidence. They don't have to worry about electability. Electability is no more a factor for Donald J. Trump because he's going to be running as Joe Biden. There's a couple of problems with that. One is that underestimating your opponent is always a bad idea. Number two is that you're taking as a given, a sure thing, I mean absolutely sure thing, that nothing happens. That there is no health issue, that there is no New Hampshire primary shock, which there might be, especially since Biden has said he's not going to be on the ballot in New Hampshire. Lyndon Johnson made that same mistake. Eugene McCarthy got 43% of the New Hampshire primary vote, and boom, the Johnson campaign fell apart. It was literally 5 days after the New Hampshire primary that Robert Kennedy Sr. jumped into the race. In any event, the idea that the Republicans are going to be dealing with an easy candidate, by the way, I think the Democrats make the same mistake. They all seem to be pushing for Republicans to nominate Donald Trump. Why? Because they assume he will be easy to beat. I think that given how close American elections have been recently, how it all does seem to come down to the same 10 states, and there are only 10 of the 50 states where there's been any variation at all. Otherwise, there's states like the one that I live in, Washington State, that is just a Democratic state. Forget it. That's the way it goes. It goes all the way back. The last Republican to win in the state of Washington was George H.W. Bush. I think he lost. He lost the state of Washington. The last Republican to win the state of Washington was Ronald Reagan in 1984. It's a long time ago. That's before some of the people who are listening to us were even born. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The question about the debates is also how are they going to handle all of the questions about President Trump, and how are they going to do what the Republicans want to do, which is to focus on issues, to focus on Biden's failures with the economy, Biden's challenges with foreign policy, his challenges with dealing with, for instance, the future of Social Security and Medicare and entitlements and budgetary issues and the increasing likelihood we're going to have another government shutdown. The Republicans will do well, and some of these candidates may even gain momentum of the people who are up there for the debate on Wednesday night if they talk positively. How do they possibly gain if it becomes a question about Donald Trump's indictments? And the problem with that is that the majority of Republicans still have enough sympathy for President Trump that they think he did nothing wrong. And they believe him, and they believe the indictments against him were just a political scam and a tool and hack work and part of a witch hunt by evil Democrats. But there is this, and it's incredible because they have a headline under the Associated Press: Donald Trump's actions have divided Americans along party lines. AP NORC poll says, National Opinion Research Center, University of Chicago. Well, of course they divided along party lines. What they point out is the poll from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, which is conducted before Monday's charges in the Georgia case, also shows that about half of Americans, 53%, approve of the Justice Department in indicting Trump over his efforts to remain in office after losing the 2020 election. The poll finds that 85% of Democrats approve of the criminal charges brought August 2nd by Jack Smith, compared with 47% of independents who approve and 16% of Republicans. 16% of Republicans approve of Jack Smith's charges. Now, that's worth noting. If Trump loses 16% of Republicans, then he has a tough time winning. And there's also this. Overall, 35% of Americans have a favorable view of Trump, 62% unfavorable. So it's almost 2-1 unfavorable over favorable in terms of the views of Trump. That's among all Americans, not just Republicans. Among Republicans, 7 in 10 view the former president favorably, and about 6 in 10 say they want him to make another run for the White House. But if it's only 7 in 10 who view him favorably, and if you assume that of that 30% who don't view him favorably, most would vote against him, then it shows you some of the difficulty that he has. Andrew McCarthy has made a comment about Trump's prospects, which it seems to me is very important in framing the debate. It's not about his legal prospects, where who knows when and what's going to be going on with the trials. It's about his political prospects. What does Andy McCarthy say? We'll get to him. We'll also get to something that John Stossel says, which is college has become a complete ripoff. Is he right? We'll be talking to John Stossel coming up right here on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedVed.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael MedVed Show. There is a new debate going on about a comment by Ron DeSantis. And yes, Ron DeSantis has had a tough time. And yes, he appears to have lost momentum, if anything. But this, it seems to me, there's an attack going on about DeSantis that seems to me very unfair when you actually listen to what DeSantis said. People are comparing it to Hillary's remark that characterized, and she didn't characterize all of Trump's supporters as a basket of deplorables. She said that he is supported by a basket of deplorables, and then she added, and many other people. But what anybody remembered was that she called Trump voters a basket of deplorables and basically reinforced what has been one of the strongest appeals of Donald Trump's candidacy. It was in 2016 and in 2020, and it is today, which is the idea that people in the elites, people like Ron DeSantis, who went to Yale and Harvard, and people like Hillary Clinton, who went to Wellesley and Yale Law School, that people like that in the elites look down on ordinary Trump voters, good, hardworking, patriotic, decent, religious Americans. Remember Barack Obama's comment, infamous comment. He says they cling to their guns and their God. And the idea that Barack Obama looked down on ordinary Americans also cut against him, but not enough to prevent him from being elected president twice. In any event, here is the comment that Ron DeSantis made to a hometown newspaper. It's the Florida Standard. Listen to what he actually said, and then the way that the Team Trump responded. This is Governor DeSantis, clip three.
We have a strand in our party that views supporting Trump as whether you are a rhino or not. And so you could be the most conservative person since sliced bread. Unless you're kissing his rear end, they will somehow call you a rhino. So it's been totally detached from principle and what you actually believe and results. And it's more about, you know, just what faction you happen to do. So there'll be people who are huge Trump supporters, like in Congress, who have like incredibly liberal left-wing records that's really just atrocious, and yet they're viewed as by some of these folks as like really, really good. Then you have other people, you know, like a Congressman Chip Roy, who's endorsed me, Congressman Thomas Massie. These guys have records of principle fighting the swamp that are second to none, and yet they will be attacked by some of these people and called rhinos. So it's just been totally detached from any type of substance. And ultimately, a movement can't be about the personality of one individual. The movement has got to be about what are you trying to achieve on behalf of the American people. And that's got to be based in principle. Because if you're not rooted in principle, if all we are is listless vessels that's just supposed to follow, you know, whatever happens to come down the pike on Truth Social every morning, that's not going to be a durable movement.
Okay, do I think that listless vessel is a good term to use? No, I mean, a vessel isn't particularly listless. I mean, a vessel usually is not alive. I mean, it's a stationary mechanism. And a listless vessel is weird. However, he is not saying that people who are supporting Trump are only listless vessels, but Trump's campaign pushed back against DeSantis' remark, this from The Hill, comparing it to a comment made by Clinton in 2016, in which she divided Trump supporters into two categories, one of which she said was a basket of deplorables. DeSantis is now running the same failed playbook as Hillary Clinton, Trump campaign spokesperson Stephen Chung said in a statement shared with The Hill. He called all Trump supporters listless vessels. No, he didn't. Just like Hillary, just like Crooked, pardon is what he said, did in 2016 when she called us deplorables. How did that work out? He should stop listening to his establishment handlers and start listening to the American people telling him to go back home. Jason Miller, a longtime advisor to Trump echoed this sentiment, writing in a post on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. Looks like Ron DeSanctimonious just had his basket of deplorables moment. Not good. Ha 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 ha. To Hillary Clinton, Trump supporters are deplorables. To Ron DeSantis, they are listless vessels. The truth is, Trump supporters are patriots, said Carolyn Leavitt, spokeswoman for the Trump-aligned PAC, Make America Great Again. She wrote in a statement. While speaking to the Florida Standard, and they quote DeSantis again on this, DeSantis pointed to the difference between his and Trump supporters and said, so there will be people who are huge Trump supporters, like in Congress, who have incredibly left-wing records that are really atrocious, without specifying who he meant. And then he went on and then he said, then you have other people, you know, like a Congressman Chip Roy, who has endorsed me, Congressman Thomas Massie. These guys have records of principle fighting the swamp that are second to none. And yet they will be attacked by some of these people and called rhinos. And ultimately a movement can't be about the personality of one individual. Okay, is that really such an unfair statement? And then there is this. There is the a new poll that says that 73% of people who are planning to vote for Trump think he should come to the debate, that he should be there. And then there is this other poll that's extraordinary about who do you trust? Remember they used to have that TV show, Who Do You Trust? Or To Tell the Truth was actually a TV show. Headline, and this from Axios, and this according to a brand new CBS News YouGov poll that shows Trump way, 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 way ahead, winning the Republican primary. But it also shows that among those who plan to vote for Trump, 71% feel that what he tells them is true, which means they trust Trump more than they do friends or family. It's only 63% trust friends and family. 56% trust conservative media figures, but 71% trust Trump. And 42% trust religious leaders, and 71% trust Trump. The percentage of those who consider Trump a source of truth drops to 53%, among all likely GOP primary voters, in a sign that some remain skeptical of his claims. There is one claim by John Stossel, a well-known libertarian commentator, who is reporting on a new book and says it's important that people be warned about the college scam. John Stossel coming right up.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Hillary rainfall totals have been tallied, and it was a significant amount of precipitation for some areas. Riverside Public Information Officer Shane Reichert says flooding is an issue.
Well, when they're talking about that nearly 12 inches of rain at Mount San Jacinto, that all drains into that Coachella Valley where Palm Springs and Thousand Palms is. So what you're seeing is the runoff from those mountain communities.
Mount San Jacinto above Palm Springs received 11.6 inches of rain, while Upper Mission Creek had 13.5 inches. inches. The number of people missing in Lahaina is now believed to be closer to 850. That's according to a new FBI-vetted list. The number was recently believed to be as high as 2,000. Former President Donald Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates or others. "The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had," Trump wrote on his social media site. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our show John Stossel, who is an American libertarian, television presenter, author, consumer journalist, political activist, and pundit. He has a new piece that appeared in the New York Post. It goes along with a video, which is very well done and very entertaining. Why college has become a total ripoff. And I know you've been on this issue for a long time, John, for more than a decade, but you're in part inspired by a new book, The Case Against Education by Byron Kaplan. Is that right?
Partly. The producer read it. I didn't. It made good arguments.
What I thought was fascinating about
the numbers, how silly it is that tuition going up at four times the rate of inflation. I mean, how can that persist?
Well, because people keep competing for the opportunity to pay that tuition, right? And also,
well,
they have promises. I beg
is
pardon.
Government people. A government is subsidizing it.
Yeah, to a great extent, and of course it's more subsidizing it with promises that the tuition payments are going to be forgiven or postponed or taken care of by Joe Biden as an electoral ploy. What is it that people get wrong about the value of college? What do they get wrong most significantly?
Most significantly that you need to go when there are so many jobs that are now available to people who don't have college degrees. And the assumption, and it's repeated in by Ben Vildavsky in today's Wall Street Journal, that it really pays if you get the college education. But what that leaves out is that the kind of people who go to college would be making more anyway. Those are the higher achievers, people more likely to have two interested parents. And in terms of the inflation, there's just almost no way the increased costs, were you to pay for it yourself, would be worth it.
And you're talking about in terms of your potential career. And then, of course, people jump in. They say, well, what about all those priceless experiences? And here I can concede that you and Byron Kaplan, you both went to Princeton, right?
I did. I didn't know that he did.
Yes, yes, indeed. And but again, do you think that people who answer the objections to college by saying, well, it's such a humanizing, such a deepening experience, you can't really feel an appreciation for our broader culture without a college education? Is there anything to that argument?
Well, yes, certainly if you happen to have good friends in college, but you could have it elsewhere. You could have it in the military. You could have it at work. You could have it in your sports club. Experiences with other humans is very important. But the people teaching in colleges are academics. Many of them are just teaching obscure stuff, which is of interest to very few of the students. And look, if you like that and you want to be a college professor someday, then college is for you. But that's maybe 10% of the student body.
And in terms of what colleges and universities are spending money on right now, I know that you talk a little bit about trying to attract people with recreational facilities and with various perks that have very little to do with any substantive education, such as
fancy gyms, and in the case cited by the Wall Street Journal, an auditorium where the kids can play video games. And since the government's paying most of it, you know, why not? We want to attract the students, and the students want to play video games. But the taxpayer shouldn't pay for it, and in the rare cases where the student does, their parents probably wouldn't want them to pay for it.
Well, there's Bill Maher, your colleague, who, by the way, is a graduate of Dartmouth College, let it be noted. He said college is blanking bull blank. Most of it. We need far less colleges, and most people need far less college to do the job they're doing. It's a scam college. It's a huge scam. They sell you this ticket because without this ticket, this diploma that says you went to college, some four-year daycare center, you can't get the kind of jobs that pay well. And what you're arguing is that you can, and that there are people who succeed admirably without that college credential.
Plus, increasingly, and I cite specifics in the article, companies are saying, okay, we take it back. We're going to take college degree required out of the application form. And about 10 states have done that, too. People are wising up.
And what's the answer for the country in terms of national policy? We're in the midst of an election. Should our federal government pay less to subsidize collegiate education?
Why does it pay anything at all? If you borrowed the money from a bank, the bank would say, okay, yeah, we think you're a good investment. What are you going to study? How are you going to pay it back? They would guide the students. The federal government just vomits it up, and the kids major in dance and ethnic studies and
gender studies.
Unlikely. Say again?
Gender studies.
Gender studies. That unlikely to lead to paying jobs. And, of course, from our point of view, they get brainwashed by the lefties who have taken over the professorships at most colleges, unless you're in engineering or math.
And as you point out, it's a pretty, if you have a tenured college position, it's a pretty sweet ride.
Once you're tenured, you really don't have to work very hard, and you can't be fired. Maybe you teach a couple classes. It's a scam, a taxpayer-funded scam.
I don't know. You'll pardon me for asking. Your kids go to college?
They did. My daughter got brainwashed by leftists at Wesleyan. And my son played soccer at Haverford. And I don't know that he ever learned much. He played video games and soccer and did okay. But it was just an expensive way to get a credential. And in my world, most of those kids have degrees or at least went to college. I mean, today, half the people who get loans don't even graduate in 6 years.
No, and a lot of them never. And yet we're still subsidizing those loans, and President Biden still wanted to forgive them. You can read the piece by John Stossel about the college scam. It's extremely provocative and, as always, very well and written with a rich background to it. It's at michaelmedved.com. John, I appreciate your taking the time for us, and continued good luck. We will be right back with more on the upcoming debates on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming. So we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And speaking of your daily dose of debate, we have our weekly dose of debate with the debate among Republican presidential contenders. And apparently there are a couple who have been just on the edge of qualification, and it's not clear yet whether Francis Suarez, who is the mayor of Miami, is going to have qualified enough by receiving a certain number of donations from 20 different states. It's part of the qualification process. The Governor Burgum of North Dakota is going to be there. He has qualified. Larry Elder doesn't look like he has, which is too bad because, of course, Larry would be very formidable in a debate like this one. But what's fascinating to me is thinking about the previous debates that people must be remembering very vividly. If you watched the debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden last time, the first debate, the second debate didn't happen because Trump didn't participate. Partially, he was sick. He had COVID, but also he didn't want to go. He didn't agree to doing it by Zoom, and he didn't want to get other people infected with COVID, as had happened with Chris Christie, because Chris Christie was helping Trump prepare for the debates. In any event, during 2020 and the election cycle, Trump was extremely insistent that his rival participate in the debates. Listen.
He's too cowardly to even show up and debate.
I hear he's afraid to debate. Is that true? I hear he's afraid to debate.
Now I understand he's canceling the debates. Let's see what happens. I think that's not going to be a good move.
You want debate? So do I. I want debate, sir.
They're playing very cute. They're trying to get out. There's no question about that.
And I'll do any amount that they want. It doesn't make any difference to me.
We have a sleepy guy in a basement of a house who doesn't want to do debates.
I don't think he wants to debate at all. I've seen that he wants to try and blame COVID for that, too. He's not getting out of his basement. He's got a, you know, basement deal going.
Okay, that was President Trump during the 2020 election cycle on debates. So, again, he's very direct about why he is not participating in these debates. he assumes it can only harm him. Chris Christie has another idea about why Trump has now said, he said not only is he not going to go to the debate on Wednesday night, he's going to skip them all. He is not going to participate in any debates against his fellow Republicans. Does that mean that he would also avoid a debate with Joe Biden? No, of course not. I think that given the attacks on Joe Biden because of his age and a feeble status, which is not being illustrated today and tomorrow because he's flying to Maui finally, but leaving at like 5 a.m, getting back at 3 a.m, it's a grueling kind of schedule. But Chris Christie believes that the reason that Trump is skipping the debates this time is not just because he is so far ahead and he has everything to lose and nothing really to gain. He thinks it's deeper and more personal. This is Governor Christie, clip 5.
And there's no other conclusion to come to that he's both afraid of me and he's afraid of defending his record. And if I had his record, I'd be nervous about showing up too. And let's face it, guys, by Wednesday, he's going to be out on bail in 4 different jurisdictions. That really? When are we going to stop thinking that's normal? When are we going to allow our country to understand again that nominating someone who's out on bail in 4 jurisdictions is not a winning formula?
Again, the idea that he is not going to be there, but he will still be talked about. There are some reports, apparently they haven't made up their minds finally, that they would, Fox News would take some clips of Trump and use them to get the other candidates who are live on stage to respond to. But that, it seems to me, is unfair. It's unfair to the people who do show up. And wouldn't having Trump actually continue to dominate the debates even while he is not there? Wouldn't that be giving Trump exactly what he wants? It's a problematic matter, and it's also deeply problematic, and it's something that I think that the Republican National Committee, I know, has been very worried about, which is the idea that the entire debates, first debates, will all be about the 4 different indictments that Trump has received and that he has to deal with, and the problem that he has, many problems about dealing with trials at the same time that he's going through the real trial of running for president. Now, all of that would be changed in emphasis if they do play clips of Trump to sort of throw in some of the appeal that they're afraid that they're going to be losing in terms of people who tune in on Twitter, on X, pardon me, to Trump's conversation with Tucker Carlson rather than the debate. But there is one proposition from a former attorney general of the United States, which is about Trump's legal problems. Alberto Gonzalez, remember him? He was a Supreme Court judge in Texas. He was an attorney general for President George W. Bush. He said this about the possibility of a Trump conviction. Clip 4.
You're right. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. I haven't really thought about it. I think he should, if in fact he's convicted of the crimes charged by Jack Smith and the Department of Justice, yeah, I think he should serve time, quite frankly. There are people that on January 6th went to the Capitol, maybe not at the clear direction of President Trump, but certainly he did nothing to stop what happened that day. They're serving time. And so if, in fact, the crimes, if, in fact, Jack Smith is successful in prosecuting Donald Trump for the crimes that he's charged, I think it would be fair that he go to prison. But we're a long way from there.
Well, we are a long way from there. And the most likely outcome, when you actually read some of the detailed analysis of how each of these indictments are working against President Trump, when you take a look at that, it's very likely that he will only come to trial after the presidential elections. And what would that mean if he is in fact elected? Now, it's true, he could pardon himself for the two indictments that have been brought by Jack Smith, but he has no pardon power for the indictments in Georgia, the ones that were brought by Fannie Willis. He has no pardon power for the indictments that were brought to him in New York City by Alvin Bragg. So it's a heck of a way to begin the presidency. Meanwhile, the big picture, the most recent polling for President Trump, Axios is reporting that voters are more likely to believe the former president is telling the truth than their friends, family, or religious leaders. That according to CBS News YouGov poll. But the big picture shows that Trump continues to dominate the race for the 2024 nomination, with 62% of likely GOP primary voters supporting him, while only 16% say they would vote for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. By the way, one of the possibilities from these debates Wednesday night would be to replace the idea that DeSantis is the only viable candidate who could actually challenge Trump. Not that he is that viable right now. We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.